You bet. How many's enjoyed the singing this morning?
Amen.
Bad. I tell you, it's been a good place to be this morning. I mean, I've had a lot of tears from my eyes, but it's joy. Amen. It's joy to serve the Lord this morning. It's a joy to be a child of God. And we singing, and I noticed during singing there's a lot of songs about heaven this morning. And folks, heaven's going to be worth it after all. You know it? Amen. Heaven's going to be worth it all after a while. And we look around and I think, you know, how beautiful it is. And I see these flyers here somebody put right here and how pretty they look. And you see them out around and going driving down the roads and letting you know spring is, it's here. Amen. Yeah. It's sprung already. And boy, how beautiful and how good it is. And, you know, things are being brought to life. And my favorite time of year, I guess. And, you know, the trees are starting to bud out and bloom out and show forth themselves, you know, and their beauty. And the grass is starting to grow. I know a lot of y'all are looking forward to cutting the lawn. Amen. But, you know, it's a good time. And the birds are all moving in. And they're twitter-pated and all these things, you know. And that's what God does. God brings life. Amen. And I'm glad He is life. But, you know, look at all these things. It's hard to imagine how much beautiful that heaven, amen, is going to be in all its splendor this morning. Amen. Amen. It's just going to be a beautiful place. And it'll be a place nobody will want to leave. Nobody will want to miss out. Amen on heaven. Amen. But I tell you, there's only one way to get there. Amen. There was a bridge made. Well, but one way to get there, and that's through the Lord Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. And He is the life. The Bible says in Him is life. Amen. And besides Him, there is no other today. Well, I'm glad to be saved this morning. You glad to see saved? Say amen this morning.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. You got your Bibles? Let's turn to the book of Matthew in the 13th chapter. And amen. And I'll share with you what God laid on my heart. And I promise, amen, I'll be as brief as possible. I've enjoyed the singing. I'd love to have another one of them good singing services. But God knows what we need this morning. It's good to see each one out and good to see Jerry and Colleen back with us this morning and appreciate them being with us, little Lynn this morning. It's good being a house of God this morning. We love and appreciate each one. And I want to share with you what God has brought my way. But I want to look this morning, amen, in the book of Matthew this morning. Amen. And I want to start maybe about the 44th verse and read about three verses here, I suppose. I've preached about this, but I've never really read from it and preached from it this morning. But I want him to do that, God being my helper. In verse 44, he says again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a treasure hid in the field. The which, when a man hath found, he hideth, and for joy thereof goeth and selleth all that he hath and buyeth that field. Amen. The Lord is making comparisons of what the kingdom of heaven, amen, is like. And he said in verse 45, and he said it again, the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls, who when he had found one pearl of great price, he went and sold all that he had, amen, and he bought it this morning. Amen. The Lord never really explained on a lot of what this all meant right here. But earlier he mentioned about sowing the seed and how the sower went forth to sow, and he explained the parable to the disciples. Amen. About the sower, what he went to sow was a good word of God in the field, and amen. In the field is the world, and how it brought forth tares and how it brought forth wheat. He sowed the good seed that brought forth wheat. Amen. But the enemy come and sowed tares. Amen. That it would choke down the wheat this morning. But he made the explanation upon that. But I prayed a lot and heard a lot of comments and. Amen, and a lot of ways of viewing the pearl of great price this morning. Some says that, amen, this pearl was the church, amen, and how the Lord purchased the church. But And that very well could be true. Amen. But the more I've looked at it, the more I've prayed, and the more I've studied about it, and amen, and things, I believe Jesus is the pearl of great price this morning. Yeah. Amen. I truly do. And amen. And you know, he said this morning, he said the kingdom of heaven is likened to a merchant man seeking goodly pearls. Amen. He sought for goodly pearls, things that would satisfy him, things that he looked for, that one special pearl. Amen. I mean, that would really something that none other pearl. You know, they have certain things in museums and stuff, and they'll say this is priceless this morning. It's without price. And this pearl this man found, amen, was no doubt a pearl that was without price. I mean, it was just priceless. No price you could put on it. But he went and sold all that he had, amen, to buy that one pearl. You know that Jesus said this morning, and I thought about this, and the pearl of great price, and amen, and you know, the Lord said this morning that, amen, that he was the first among 10,000 to our soul this morning, amen. He was a bright in the morning star. He is the beautiful rose of Sharon. I mean, the Lord is all these things, amen, that he looked for. You know, the Bible says that this man went looking for pearls. He's seen all these other pearls, and amen, and all these things that were to be desired, and he looked for. And you know, a lot of folks just look for things this day and time. They're looking for love, you know, but a lot of songs they'll hear sung today, they're looking for love in a lot of wrong places this morning. And yeah, amen, they're looking for satisfaction, but they're looking in the wrong things for their satisfaction. They're looking for a lot of joy and happiness. Amen. They're looking to see what will, amen, will fill them things this morning. Amen. They're looking for things this morning that will, amen, make them happy and make them satisfied. And yeah, amen, and put a joy in their heart. But they've never seen to really ever find, amen, them things this morning. But I want to tell you this morning, amen, there's one this morning, amen, that can fill all of our needs this morning. His name is Jesus this morning. Amen. His name is Jesus this morning. Amen. Now the Bible says this man, amen, the merchant sought for goodly pearls. Amen. He looked for that one certain pearl. And when he found what he needed, amen, he went and sold all that he had, amen, to buy that one pearl. I'm going to turn to the book of Luke. Amen. Just for a minute, I want you to turn with me, amen, to the book of Luke this morning. Amen. The book of Luke and the 14th chapter. Amen. The 14th chapter and 27th verse. Amen. Luke chapter 14 and verse 27. Amen. He said, "And whosoever, amen, whosoever doth not bear his cross and come after me cannot be my disciple," he said. But he said this morning, verse 28, he said, "For which of you, amen, intending to build a tower, setteth not down first, and counteth the cost, whether he has sufficed to finish it? Lest haply after that he hath laid the foundation, and is not able, amen, to finish it, all that behold it begin to mock him, saying, This man began to build, and was not able, amen, to finish." He said, "Or what king goeth to make war against another king, setteth not down first, and counteth whether he be able with 10,000 to meet him that hath come against him with 20,000? Or else, while the other is yet a great ways off, he sendeth an ambassador and desireth conditions of peace." He said, "So likewise, whosoever he be of you that forsaketh not all that he hath, he cannot be my disciple." Amen. Yeah. You know, you got to be willing to forsake everything. Amen. You got to be willing to forsake everything, the Bible says, amen, to come after the Lord. Amen. Receive, amen, the Lord this morning. The Bible says that, amen, this man that looked for this goodly pearl, the pearl of great price, amen, went and sold know the Lord, Brother Eric. Amen. I didn't have a lot. Amen. Didn't have a lot to give up. Amen. It didn't cost me a whole lot. But you know, amen, boy, I found something. I found a treasure. Amen. Amen. I found a pearl. Amen. I found something this morning. Amen. That made me more happier. That made me more joyous. That gave me joy unspeakable, full of glory. Amen. That gave me all of these things this morning that I couldn't find in anything else. Amen. To satisfy, it just wasn't like, you know, the Bible says there's pleasure in sin for a season. And amen, as long as you got the money, amen, boy, I mean, you'll have the friends. Amen. As long as you got the money, amen, you can buy all the, amen, the alcohol and drugs or whatever it is. And it'll bring you up to a little high for a little while. Amen. But afterwards, it brings you down more. Yeah. Amen. And it leaves you broke this morning. Amen.
Right.
That's where it leaves you at this morning. Amen. But he found the pearl of great price this morning. Amen. And he sold all that he had. Amen. For that pearl. Amen. He sold everything he had. The reason I think that, amen, that Jesus is a pearl of great price, amen, is because it's singular this morning. Amen. It's singular this morning. Amen. He sold for that pearl. Amen. This morning. There's something about a pearl. Amen. Have you ever looked at a pearl, how deep it looks this morning, how, amen, radiant it looks, and how beautiful, amen, a pearl looks. Amen. Well, that pearl, amen, just didn't get like that, amen, overnight this morning. It just didn't get like that. Amen. The way a pearl is made, amen, there's in an oyster, there's a grain of sand or some irritant, amen, that gets in that pearl. Amen. And it irritates it. And that begins to groan and utter within itself. And it lets all secretions and, amen, that just sort of spin. And it tries to work with that grain and that irritant. It just keeps working. It keeps working. It keeps working. Amen. And after a while, it begins to form a pearl. Amen. You know, that's the way the Lord was. Amen. There was something inside of him. Amen. That he suffered. Amen. You know, we're coming up on Easter here in a couple of weeks. And, amen. And how the Lord, amen, how he suffered and how he bled and died. How he paid the price. Amen. For me and you. Amen. And become this royal diadem. Amen. That folks love to look upon. Amen. And folks love to see this morning. And amen. And folks love to, wonder about and gaze upon this morning. There's something about this man, Jesus. Amen. That makes him more precious than anything else. Amen. 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 Something about this man Jesus. But he just didn't come to that. Amen. Of an easy cost this morning. He had groanings. Amen. He had yearnings on the inside. Amen. And it worked upon him. Amen. That he become. Amen. This royal diadem. Amen. That he become this pearl. Amen. Of great price this morning. Amen. And he is the pearl of great price. And boy, when the merchant found this pearl, the Bible says he sold all that he had, amen, to buy that one pearl this morning. Amen. The Bible says this morning, amen, that a man that was going to build, amen, should sit down and first count the cost. Amen. To see, amen, whether he can buy this or not. Amen. You know, I owed a debt that I couldn't pay. You know, I preached last Sunday. I thought about it all week long. Praise God, my sins are gone. Amen. I couldn't get rid of them myself. You couldn't get rid of them yourself.
Yeah.
Amen. We couldn't get rid of sin. Amen. Ourselves this morning. It took someone, amen, to relieve us of the debt that we owed. Amen. It took someone to relieve us, amen, of the penalty. Amen, that we had this morning. Amen, that we owed. And I had a debt that I could not pay. Amen, I could not. Amen, there wasn't enough money. Amen, to buy my debt. There's not enough money to buy your debt. Amen, but I'll tell you, and the guilt of sin gets so weighty upon us. And amen, we realize we're not worthy. Amen, there ain't none of us here. Amen, that's ever walked worthy of the Lord within herself. But it's the blood of Jesus that makes us worthy this morning. Amen.
Amen.
And what does that mean to me and you this morning? Amen. To be able to walk in the newness of life today. Amen. I tell you, folks, and amen, and I sat down and I counted the cost, and I thought, you know, amen, I thought, to live for the Lord, amen, to live for the Lord this morning, amen, it costed me something, amen. Even though the Lord paid the price, amen, there was things that I had to do, amen, to receive the Lord, amen. You just can't come up, amen, this morning and, amen, and not be willing to follow the Lord whithersoever that he may lead you. Amen. You've got to be a willing vessel, amen, to follow the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. You've got to be a willing vessel this morning. Amen. I was reading about this and looking up different things about this pearl of great price. And amen. And I looked up one of Billy Graham's sermons. Amen. And he had preached. And I wrote a few things down, amen, that he had, amen, in that sermon this morning. Amen. And paying the price and counting the cost. Amen. This merchant realized, amen, if he had this one thing, amen, that he wanted, one thing that he had searched for all of his life, amen, he had to go and sell everything that he had to buy this pearl this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the Bible says, unless you be willing, amen, to deny yourself and take up your cross and follow me, he said, we cannot be a disciple. We've got to be willing to later, amen, to deny ourselves, amen, and to take up the cross, amen, and to follow the Lord, amen, to be a disciple this morning. Amen. Amen. And I wonder today, amen, about counting the cost. Amen. How many may have, amen, counted the cost? When I come to the Lord, I counted the cost. Amen. I realized this morning, amen, if I was going to make heaven my home, amen, I had to do some things this morning. Amen. I had to lay some things down. I had to lay some things by. Amen. I had to pick up. I had to come after the Lord. Amen. I had to lay it all down. Amen. To follow the Lord this morning. Amen. To be able to purchase this pearl. Amen. A great price, because there's nothing else like it. There's not another like it in the whole world. And I'm here to tell you this morning, there's no one that can do for you, amen, and me this morning like Jesus can this morning. Amen.
Amen.
No one can bring the satisfaction, amen, that we need, amen, like Jesus can. Nobody can bring the love of God. I used to think amen, knew how to love folks. Amen, but I really never knew how to love folks. Amen, and God is still teaching me, amen, how to love, heal, and forgive folks this morning. Amen, because of the love of God this morning. Amen, couldn't do it by myself. I couldn't do it. Amen, we can't do it. Amen, for ourselves. But boy, I'll tell you, by the grace of God, amen, he helped us to do it. Amen. And there was an emptiness in my heart, amen, that nothing else could feel. I mean, there's nothing in the world, amen, that could ever feel it. Amen. But Jesus was able to feel that emptiness this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And I tell you, I sat down and I counted the cost. Amen. I realized this morning, amen, if I was going to make heaven my home, like we were singing about this morning,
yeah,
I had to change the way I was going this morning.
Amen.
Amen. I had to change the way I was going.
Amen.
Amen. Billy Graham was preaching this, and boy, I thought it was very good. Amen. I wrote down a few points right here. Amen. He said there's three problems. Amen. Three problems people have, amen, about coming to Jesus this morning. Amen. First is the intellectual problem.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Is Jesus really who that he says he really is? Amen. Is he really the Son of God? Folks have that problem. I didn't have that problem. I was raised in church. I knew.
Mm-hmm.
I knew. I knew the Lord was King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. I knew that. But a lot of folks have a problem. Is Jesus really who he says he is?
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They have an intellectual problem. Amen. Is Jesus really the true Son of God? Maybe it's Muhammad. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's Buddha. Maybe it's one of the other religions. But no man ever raised from the dead,
amen,
like Jesus did. You know, we're coming up on Easter, amen, and representing the resurrection of our Lord. And he is coming back, amen.
Amen.
He left out on a cloud. He's coming back on a cloud. Amen. But none of the other religions, amen, all the others, amen, that you follow, amen, they're still in the grave. They've got a gravestone right somewhere. Amen. But thank God that tomb is empty this morning. Mm-hmm. Amen. Thank God the tomb is empty. Mm-hmm. Amen. But he said, first of all, they have an intellectual problem. Amen. Is believing, is the Lord really who he says he is? Amen. And then second, he said they have a moral problem. Amen. Being willing, amen, to put away, amen, the things of this world. Amen. The sins, the play parties. Amen. Be willing to separate, amen, from the things of the world that they may follow the Lord. Amen. They don't want to give up, amen, their ways of life. They don't want to give up their moral. Amen. And let God be the author of their morals this morning. Amen. They have the moral condition. And he said this morning, amen, thirdly, he said they have the emotional problem. Amen. Letting Jesus be the, amen, letting Jesus be the Lord of the mind and of the will and of the emotions this morning. Amen. We have a will. We have our own mind and we have emotions. Amen. Letting the Lord be the ruler. Letting the Lord be Lord. Amen. Of those things in our life. Amen. It's a lot easier to sit out here.
Amen.
Amen. Sometimes we get out in the world, amen, to just, amen, go out and take the bass boat out on Sunday instead of going to the house of God all the time.
Yeah.
Amen. It's a lot easier to sit by and, amen, and make an extra dollar. Amen. And let the things of God go by. Amen. It's a lot easier sometimes to cheat on something. Amen. To stand on doing what that is right. Amen. And just letting the things of God just go on by this morning. Boy, sometimes according to the flesh, it's easy to do those things. Amen. But he said, I want to be Lord, amen, of your will and emotions this morning. He wants to be Lord of it this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And then he said, amen, God makes three calls. Amen. That's the problem that we have. That's the problem that I had. Amen. I remember the problem that I had. Amen. The Lord told me I was too young. Amen. He said, you've got too much life to live, Brother Eric. Amen. You've got too much life to live. You're a young person. Amen. You've got your life to live. Amen. I'd wait till I got older and then I'd think about things. But the devil never did tell me, amen, you don't ever want to make heaven your home. Amen. I wanted to make heaven my home. How many wants to make heaven their home? Amen. We all do, right? Amen. We all do. Amen. But the devil never did tell me that. Amen. But he told me, amen, I said, just put it off. Amen. For a while. Amen. And the next day he'll say, just put it off. And then the next day he'll say, just put it off. Amen. Put it off till you're a little older. But I knew what the Bible said. I knew what the Word of God said. I knew what the preacher said. I knew what my family had said. Amen. Robbie, the Lord's coming back. We don't know the day nor the hour. Amen. We need to be ready. I knew I need to be ready this morning. Amen. I knew there wasn't but one man that could get me there. That was a pearl of great price this morning. Amen. I sat down and counted the cost. What am I going to have to do? Amen. What am I going to have to do? Amen. You're a young man, Robbie. Amen. But you know what? I found out, amen, as a young man, amen, I thought, boy, I laid it all down. Boy, the joy that come into my heart, I realized, amen, the devil said, you're going to miss out. But I realized this morning, amen, I was the one that was missing out. Amen. I was the one, amen, who was being robbed. I was the one that was being cheated. I was the one being lied to. I thought, boy, this is the best thing that I've ever had. Amen. I wanted everybody to have what I had. Amen. I wanted to share with everybody what I experienced. Amen. I wanted them to know what I knew. Amen. I'd get them up and I'd get them up and I'd take them to church. Amen. I counted the cost. I'll tell you this morning, amen, folk, we need to count the cost. Amen. And live it for the Lord this morning. Amen. Amen. How many believe you made good an investment this morning?
Amen. Amen. That's right.
Praise the Lord. I made a good investment. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. We make investments down here. And, amen. You may invest in a new truck. You may invest in a company. You may invest, amen, in a amen, in a wardrobe or something. Boy, but I'll tell you this morning, Jesus is the best purchase I ever made this morning.
Yeah.
Amen. He's the best purchase I ever made. Amen. But he said God makes three calls. Amen. He has said man has three more problems. Three problems. Amen. About accepting the Lord and knowing Jesus this morning. Amen. But he said God makes three calls. Amen. The first call, amen, is the call of the Lord himself to come to him. Amen. He said, let whosoever will, let him come. I mean, without money and without price. Amen. Someone said, Robbie, preacher, if he said without money and without price, why does it cost me this morning? Amen. Why does it cost that Jesus paid the price? Amen. I just don't understand this morning. We've got to be a willing heart. Amen. To follow the Lord, we've got to come willing this morning to give ourselves up today. Amen. There's a man one time. Amen. He'd come to the altar and he'd pray. Amen. He'd come and he'd say, Lord, I'm willing to give this up. He'd write everything down. And he wrote something else down. He'd come and he'd lay that down. And he kept praying, just never could get no satisfaction. Amen. He prayed and he thought and he prayed. What else am I going to do? Last time he come, he put his name down. Amen. He put his name down. And he brought it to the Lord. Amen. Said, Lord, there it is. I can give myself to you. Amen. And that's what God was looking for this morning. Amen. You know what God's looking for this morning? Amen. He owns the cattle of a thousand hills. He's looking for a willing heart.
Amen.
Amen. To say, Lord, I love you. You know what the Bible said, Brother Don? Amen. He said, what is the greatest commandment? Amen. That thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy mind. Amen. That we had loved the Lord. Amen. And that we had loved our neighbor. Amen. As ourselves. Amen. But he said, I made the call. Amen. The first, amen, is the call of Jesus, that Jesus will call this morning. Amen. The second call is consolation, is consecration. Amen. To be set apart, amen, from the world, to be consecrated to the Lord, to come out from among the world. Be ye separate, saith the Lord. Amen. He said, be ye separate, saith the Lord. He said, I will receive you. Amen. I mean, to be consecrated to the Lord. Amen. To be dedicated, amen, to the Lord and to love the Lord. Your God with all your heart this morning, soul, mind, and strength. I mean to be set apart, amen, from the world. Boy, God said, amen, he could bring us out from among the world. Amen, to be separate. Amen. And third, he calls us to be trained. Amen. God's got to work for us too. How many believes this morning knows, amen, when the Lord saved you, God will give you a job today.
Amen.
Amen. God give every one of us a job to do. Amen. There ain't one person, amen, here. I don't care. Amen. You might have one arm and one leg and amen and one foot in the grave. Amen. God's got a work for you. Amen. God has a work. Amen. When I was born, amen, Brother Eric, God had a job for Robbie to do this morning. Amen. God had a job for you to do. Amen. God's got a job for us to do. He said he called us. Amen. God made three calls. Amen. Last he called us to be trained. Amen. Me and Mars talking right yesterday. You know, we got a lot of politicians. Boy, a lot of them's crooked. Amen. But there's some good ones too. You know, and we got a lot of law enforcement. They all want to look at the few that's bad. Amen. But most of them's good. What we need this morning, amen, we were talking yesterday, is Christian men and women, amen, standing up and taking
amen.
Part. Amen. And doing a job for the Lord this
amen.
Morning. Amen. God's called us to a job. God's called us to a job. Amen. I mean to the job that we do. I've worked as a technician before down at Nissan. And amen. And the Lord told us that I want you to do your best. Amen. I want you to do your best. Amen. I want you to listen to your boss. Amen. It wasn't easy sometimes. Sometimes it was very hard. Amen. Some of the things it asked you to do. But, amen. And but I showed respect unto them. Amen. As the Lord. amen, would have me to respect them as God would respect them this morning. Amen, and I would respect them as God would have me to. Amen, and the Lord would show me favor this morning. Amen, and work for myself and everything. Amen, but you know what today? Amen, I want to carry Jesus everywhere I go that the Lord, amen, can be magnified in everything that I do this morning. Amen. Amen. We need godly nurses. We need godly doctors. We need godly businessmen. We need godly, amen, policemen. Amen. Wouldn't it be good, amen, to have children of God, amen, in the law enforcement, amen, to see, amen, that things are done right this morning. Amen. Count the cost. Amen. See, amen, if we can buy, amen, this pearl at a great price this morning. Amen. God's got a job to do. Amen. God's got a job to do this morning. Amen. He needs someone to do it. Amen. You know, I'd rather have a child of God with me by my side working. Amen. Than somebody that had graduated Harvard. I really have this morning. I'd rather have a child of God with me if I'm a ball player. Amen. They talk about Michael Jordan and all them. Boy, I tell you, he's a good ball player. Ain't no doubt about it. Amen. But I tell you this morning, if I was going to rub shoulders with anybody, amen, Brother Melvin, I'd rather have a child of God than I rub shoulders with. Amen. He may be a child of God. I don't know. Amen. But if he is, I'd much rather rub shoulders with him this morning. Amen. But have God in everything that we do. Amen. Take the Lord with us in our work this morning. Amen. God's got a call. Amen. For us this morning. Amen. And to count the cost. Amen. We see a lot this day and time that, they went so far and I didn't know I was going to have to do this. And I didn't know I was going to have to do that. Amen. Boy, it's about loving the Lord this morning. Amen. If you love the Lord, amen. If you love God, amen. You know what? You're going to want to do them things this morning.
That's right.
I used to wonder, I'll come to close here just in a minute. Amen. I used to wonder, amen, what they really got out of church. I was a young man. I was raised in church. And I was a young teenager, and I thought, well, amen, quick as I'm getting big enough, amen, I'm going to go my way. I'm going to do what Robbie wants to do. Amen. I'm going to do what Robbie wants to do. Amen. And boy, when I got about 16, amen, I'd lay in the bed and I'd just hold to that pillow. Grandma would come in there and she'd say, boys, you better get out of there. Better get out of that bed. Amen. Lord come, he'll find you sleeping. I didn't know that was in the Bible. Amen. But she'd tell me, say, you better come, get up, get ready for church. Amen. The Lord will come and find you sleeping this morning. Amen. Boy, I didn't want to hear that. Amen. I didn't want to hear that. Amen. And I think, well, I don't get nothing out. Amen. Of what's going on. Amen. Up there. But you know what? Amen. There's something that I knew. Amen. Something that I knew. Amen. That I needed. Amen. And I tried the world and I'd done things in the world and amen. And didn't have no satisfaction. Didn't have the joy. Amen, that I thought I'd had, but boy, when I come to the Lord, amen, and that night I counted the cost, I thought, you know what, amen, and I reverenced my pastor that I had, and I thought, boy, amen, and I knew he was a man of God, and I thought, you know, Brother David, I thought, Lord, if he, amen, if I go to that, amen, if I go with the Lord, and if I go and, amen, decide to follow the Lord, I thought, Lord, if I decide to follow you, amen. I want to go all the way with the Lord. Amen. How many say that this morning? Amen. I want to go all the way with Him. I didn't want to start, amen, something and just go back, amen, part of the way. I didn't want to go that way. Amen. I thought, you know, Lord, I'm a young man. And if I'm going to go this way, amen, I want to make sure it's worthwhile this morning. I don't want to do something that wastes my time. I've seen a lot of them out there, Eric, and what I can tell, amen, they just trying to waste their time. They wouldn't want to live right. Amen. But put on a show. And you can tell the difference this morning. Amen. But I realized this morning that, amen, I wanted to make heaven my home. I thought, what if I go all the way this morning? Amen. I want to go all the way with the Lord. Amen. Because I knew this morning, amen, if I was going to go that far, I sure didn't want to waste my time. I'll tell you, amen, but when I come this morning, I realized today, amen, I found more joy, I found more peace and satisfaction than I could ever thought to imagine this morning. Amen. I counted the cost.
Amen.
Amen. Ain't you glad you counted the cost this morning?
Amen.
Amen. Counted the cost this morning. Amen. I come and serve the Lord this morning. Amen. I was thinking about this. Amen. And God's got a way of getting you sometime. Amen. There's a little priest one time heard it say, and I don't know how true it is. Probably ain't, but it's just something that's told. It's got a lot of truth to it. Amen. You know, God lets us do a lot of things we want to do. Amen. He said there's a priest one time. Amen. He thought, well, you know, I just don't want to go to church that Sunday. I just want to lay out. Amen. I'd rather go golfing. I'd rather go golfing this morning. Amen. I don't want to feel like going to church this morning. I'd rather just go golfing. Amen. And sort of drift away from it. Amen. And the angel of the Lord told the Lord, said, are you going to let him do that? He said, yeah, I'm going to let him do that. Amen. So he let him go golfing. Went out there and gave him a pretty day. He said, you mean you're going to give him a pretty day to do that? He said, yeah. He said, I'm going to give him a pretty day to do that. Amen. So he went out there and got set up and got teed off and hit that ball. Amen. And I mean made a hole in one. Amen. First time made a hole in one. Amen. He said, and the angel told the Lord, said, Lord, said, I can't believe you gave him a pretty day and you let him go and do these things. And now you let him hit a hole in one. He said, yeah, but now who's he going to tell? Amen. Who's he going to tell? Amen. He done slipped up and, amen, and he's done, amen, laid out and done these things. You know, God's got a way of taking care of me and you this morning. Amen. God's got a way of taking care, amen, of his people this morning. Amen. And that's one thing I realized. And I'm going to say this and I'm going to come to a close. Amen. If I'd had to keep myself, if we'd have to keep ourselves this morning, we do, amen, we've got to strive for right. Amen. But you know what? I've made a lot of mistakes along the way. How many have made some mistakes? Amen. I mean, you've made mistakes. Amen. You've made a bad decision. Yeah. Amen. You've said or done something, boy, that you just really regretted. Amen. And I know we all have. Amen. Someone said, I never have done that. The Bible says we have. Amen. But you know, amen, God knows how to keep me and you this morning. He said, I write to you to sin not, but if we sin, we have an advocate with the Father. Amen, Jesus Christ the righteous this morning. And boy, I'll tell you this morning, amen, if we get out of line, amen, God knows how to work us back in line this morning. God knows how to use the rod, amen, upon us, amen, to get us back where we need to be at. And we can rest assured, amen, in the Lord this morning, amen, that God knows how to keep that which we commit to his trust this morning. When I come, amen, to the Lord, amen, I committed myself, amen, to the Lord, amen. And God knows how to keep that which I committed, amen, unto him this morning. I mean, he knows how to keep me and you, amen, in the way this morning, and amen, and boy, just because this morning, amen, just because, amen, something ain't went right or we didn't handle the situation right, amen, don't mean God just says, well, I'm done with you. We don't serve God like that, ain't you glad?
Yeah.
We don't serve a God like that. Amen. I mean, that pearl of great price, amen, he's worth, amen, every dime that we paid, amen, for it this morning. Amen. I'm glad he paid the price for me and you this morning. Ain't you? I'm glad he made the way for us. Amen. And he said, I am the way, and I am the truth, and I am the life this morning. Amen. I'm glad I found all them things to be true this morning. Amen. Let's bow our heads. We go forward in prayer. Father, we thank you today, Lord, for your goodness. And God, we thank you this morning for thy salvation, Lord. And God, that you, amen, that you have paid the price for us, Lord. God, that we could, amen, have heaven and heaven fair this morning, Lord. God, we thank you this morning for making the way. God, where there don't seem to be no way, Lord. God, we're thankful this morning, God, for all that you've done and for all that you do today. We ask you, Lord, that you just help us, Father. God, to help us, Lord, to pursue your will. Keep us this morning. God, today, Lord, for when we can't keep ourselves, Lord. And when we can't go, Lord, another mile, Father, that you said, God, this morning, that you is the way, the truth, and the life today, Lord. We thank you for those great and precious promises, Lord. We ask you this morning, God, Father, that you'd help, Lord, and Father, to be alive among the lost and dying world, God. And Father, we'll thank you this morning, for it's in Jesus' precious name we do humbly pray. Amen and amen. Let's stand.